SBS Audio.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm Mark Blunden, and this is The Leader. An entire floor of the city's cheese grater said to be turned into an escape room game for stressed-out office workers to blow off steam, allowing staff of the skyscraper's big-name tenants to compete and solve puzzles against each other. Building's owner CC Land says the idea is for co-workers to better collaborate and even shudder, have fun together. And how about puppy yoga? Yes, it's yoga plus dogs at the Square Mile's newest 22 Tower. It's apparently meant to boost your serotonin between crunching spreadsheets. These are all among the strategies that employers are using to try and tempt back working from home staff into the physical office. That's on top of street food stalls, ice cream deliveries and massages in what the Times reports is being described as the hotelification of workplaces, or office 2.0, if you will. So it's no longer tech giants bringing freebies to blur the lines between 9 until, well, whenever. Now, many more of the city big beasts are spending big on renting space with well-being extras. But does it actually improve productivity or job satisfaction? And does anyone really want boss-approved good times in a vertical village? We're joined by Emma James, Chief Operating Officer at Camwell. They're an employee well-being company. Emma, what sort of requests are your clients making to try and tempt staff away from the kitchen table and back into the office IRL?
We're starting to get requests for on-site initiatives and events again, but what we're seeing is a real mix still. And I think the organisations that are doing it really well are recognising that their staff don't all want to come back into the office, that mandating that may have a backlash. And we've definitely seen that in organisations where there has been a backlash and they've ended up having to reverse the mandate. Flexibility, compassion, you know, showing employees that they are trusted and valued and that their opinions are going to be listened to is incredibly important. We've seen a big focus on mental health. I think that kind of goes without saying. The stress that people have been under over the past couple of years has been enormous, and we've seen a big shift towards organising initiatives that support mental health. But what's been really great as well is that we've seen a real increase in, we've become a lot more creative as a business, because I think to kind of keep people engaged and bought into a wellbeing program, we've had to get creative basically. So where we might have traditionally been organizing, you know, a 1 hour keynote on stress or burnout, we find ourselves now organizing events like gong baths and mindful tea drinking and a lot more experiential sessions that are really going to hook people in and get them interested and involved and engaged in a wellbeing program.
Gong baths at work? Do tell us more.
Okay, so we can talk about it in the sense of it being a sound bath. So it's kind of like a meditation that's led by a series of sounds. A lot of the practitioners that we work with will use a gong, which is a big instrument, to just evoke feelings of calm and relaxation in the participants.
What do you make of this plan for an escape room up on the 38th floor of the cheese grater?
Well, I think, Mark, with these things like an escape room, with puppy yoga, with whatever it might be that can feel a little bit out there, I think the importance is that those activities are balanced out and that they're not one-offs, they're not tick boxes. So yes, you know, there's nothing wrong with a wacky idea to bring people together. I think especially now that we are trying to, you know, recover ourselves from the pandemic, businesses are trying to get people back into the office, make it fun. Absolutely. There's nothing wrong with that, but it does need to be part of a broader strategy towards well-being.
Let's go to the ads. Please do stay there to hear more about concerns over an epidemic of post-COVID burnout among office workers and more about designing buildings to boost staff mental health. Why not hit rate and follow in the meantime?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. Emma, what's your view on how COVID-era working practices have impacted rates of burnout among staff?
Stress levels, rates of burnout, they're really on the rise. I think we've seen a lot of research coming out recently that points to that. The Royal College of Psychiatrists said that, you know, the next pandemic will be a mental health pandemic, a mental ill health pandemic. And we're really seeing that amongst our clients, where we are constantly surveying their people and they're always asking the questions and asking those questions around stress and burnout. And cases are on the rise and businesses do need to respond to that. There's a lot of research that says that if you do invest in the mental health of your people and give them the tools and support to navigate times of stress and to ward against burnout, the return is high. So for example, Deloitte say that return on every pound invested in staff mental health is £5.30. So it's a really, really, there's a really strong case and economic argument there for putting wellbeing really at the heart of an organization's operations. For some, the pandemic and the changes in the way that we work brought lots of benefits. They were able to invest more time in their families, be able to pick their kids up from school, anyone with caring responsibilities, possibly things became a little bit easier for them. But on the flip side of that, it was an incredibly stressful time. A lot of people lost near and dear people. There was a lot of uncertainty. There was a lot of fear. So I think the sources of stress have really changed. And I think that now, as we kind of navigate this next stage and what we're calling, you know, the future of work, I think for a lot of people, this has brought up more uncertainty, more potential to change. Obviously, the pandemic took up a good couple of years, and now a lot of people got quite used to the way things were and working from home. I think there's a lot of stress around about what will come next, what that will look like, how that's going to impact their lives. Various lockdowns, working from home whilst trying to homeschool children, you know, all of these things have a really long-lasting effect. And sometimes just because the source of the stress is gone, you know, the kids are back at school, etc., using that example, there's a real lingering long-term effect and we can't overlook that.
Have you seen any changes in the way employees want their well-being looked after in the workplace?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that well-being is very multifaceted. It's very personal. What we're seeing and what we're hearing is that people want variety. They want innovation. They want something new. And the feedback on those sorts of initiatives is excellent and engagement is high. I think what's really important is to have balance, so that if you are organising those kind of more fun, experiential type sessions that are a little bit more outside of the box, that you're balancing those out with the really educational sessions where, you know, you're exploring the kind of trickier topics like stress, like burnout, and really offering the tools for people to take away and make actual changes in their lives. So I think it really is about balance. I think it's brilliant to bring the fun, bring those different activities. They seem to be incredibly well received, but it is all about balance.
And how do you think workforce wellbeing could be better designed into city buildings of the future?
Now we have a lot of our clients have largely empty offices. For those developers, for those businesses who are starting afresh, I think designing offices and workplaces that have hybrid, the potential for hybrid working at the heart, will be an obvious importance. I think designing spaces that encourage collaboration will be really important. I think that's something that we're really seeing businesses needing to focus on now, because where a lot of employees have been at home for the past, you know, however many 2.5 years are we at now, I think a lot of them have kind of forgotten how great it feels to be in a room with your team and to collaborate and to drive projects, drive the business forward together. So I think office spaces really need to have that in mind. And it's not to be overlooked as well that the kind of health and safety aspect of being at work has changed. A lot of what we heard from employees when they were navigating this potential coming back to the office was just around safety. It was around proximity to their team members, how easy it was to wash hands and kind of sanitize surfaces. I've had all my vaccinations, I'm wearing my mask, and I'm really, you know, dedicated to keeping everything clean, but my colleague doesn't have the same view. How is that going to impact our relationship? How is that going to impact my feelings of safety around being at work, thinking about how you might design in the future workplace? All these things are going to be important, I think.
There's more news in the Evening Standard newspaper and online at standard.co.uk. That's The Leader. We're back on Tuesday at 4 p.m.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets, featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has 2 limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code MOM.